This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And everything conversational. That's what you find with the four of us here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, in the know and on the go. You'll all be happy to know the Russians have arrived. Remember the movie, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Oh, you say that, we talk about the Russians. The Russians are hacking into everything in American life. Well, now, according to today's Washington Post, there's a new radio station in Washington called Sputnik Radio.
Perfect.
And, Jennifer, you can go visit the studios when you're in Washington with all the rest of those Salem hosts a couple of weeks from now. Sputnik Radio at 105.5.
Is Donald Trump Jr. doing mornings? Or, I mean, what's the lineup?
Sputnik Radio used to be a bluegrass country station, but they couldn't make it work. So somebody who decided they would talk about things going on in America as they relate to Russia created Sputnik Radio.
It's pretty funny.
Wow.
I'm going to admit something really dumb. I have several times caught myself saying Spud, like Spud's like Sputnik Radio or whatever it is, because of that episode of Friends when Ross dressed up as a potato, and did you ever see that episode, Jen?
I don't know.
It was Halloween.
Vaguely familiar.
Yeah, and he was Sputnik, and he like kept making the joke about it, and he was a potato, and then he had like an astronaut's helmet on or something, like some total nerd reference of Sputnik. But anyway, that always makes me think I say it the wrong way now, thanks to Friends.
I'm not sure that Mr. Trump is doing mornings, but let's see. There are a couple of supporters of President Trump in the orbit of Sputnik Radio. As a former union organizer who's a host, let's see here. There's somebody who's from Politico.com, which will put him left of center. There's a former Breitbart reporter named Lee Stranahan. I don't know him.
Oh, yeah. Actually, he's a nice guy. I know
him. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All the program is in English. There's a 40-person staff working at Sputnik Radio. So you're in Washington. Jennifer, dial up 105.5 for Sputnik Radio. Okay, Kara, what's the significance of Sputnik? Let's see if we can do a little bit.
The Russian spacecraft thingy jigger.
Okay, good. That's solid enough. Yep.
That's pretty official, right?
Right.
Did you Google that?
No, I learned that in school, that it was the Russian spacecraft thingy jigger.
It was the first spacecraft ever launched. It was called Sputnik. And so there has always been a trail associated with Sputnik. Anything Russian, you can kind of taint it with a reference to Sputnik. So now they have Sputnik Radio in Washington. I think this is fascinating. Got a little of everything, actually, on the air. So see what happens with that. Who's going to, what congressman, what self-respecting congressman is going to get caught listening to Sputnik Radio? Right? Can you see that back home? Let's see. What would be good? Down in Tennessee, Congressman Meshuggah has listened to, nobody's going to find him, but it's there. So, and I'm sure there'll be stuff that'll be posted online, some of the audio from it.
It's a good publicity stunt.
Sure is. All right, let's see what else is good publicity. Neil Patrick Harris, one of the people in the news today, after a family shared a video of themselves at a Pride event with their son, James Woods, the actor, compared the 8-year-old to a murderer in a controversial tweet that's gone viral. He said, quote, "This is sweet. Wait until this poor kid grows up, realizes what you've done, and stuffs both of you dismembered into a freezer in the garage."
All because they took their son to a Pride event.
Yeah.
Like, as a family. That's insane.
It is kind of insane. So anyway,
he's a wingnut, though, anyway.
James Woods?
Yeah.
Well, look at some of the characters. He played that murdering guy from... he played the character who shot Martin Luther King, didn't he? In a movie about...
I think he did, yeah.
I think he did, yeah. Yeah, he has played a lot of... Now you mention it. Victoria, he has played some wing nuts.
But, I mean, I don't know about his... I mean, yes, he plays weird people, but, I mean, I've seen him in interviews, and he himself is just... He's a weirdo.
I think he has to be crazy to tweet stuff like this. Like, who randomly just sees a picture of a family and is like, hey, your kid's going to murder you when you grow up and stick you in a freezer? Like, who says
that?
Well,
what gets you into that place? Why do you have that opinion? What's in your background? What made your attitude?
It's not okay to be gay.
No, right. Anyway, Neil Patrick Harris wrote, he took a shot at Woods, saying, quote, utterly ignorant and classless, Mr. Woods. I'm friends with his family. You know not of what you speak, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Woods has not yet responded. These things, if he's smart, he won't. Just let it go away. But you do wonder sometimes about people, why they feel the urge. What is there about this thing that makes you feel like you have to comment?
Right.
Especially unless you don't know.
People being mean to each other on Twitter is what people do on Twitter now. I mean, everything is about snark.
Is that why people have gone back to Facebook? Because it's more measured? Facebook is now resurging.
I don't know if it is resurging.
Yeah.
Is it?
Facebook Live has pumped the numbers back up.
Yeah.
But Facebook is just as mean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm also not sure that it's more measured. It seems like it just gives people, maybe it's not as anonymous as Twitter is, but people can write more things than they can on Twitter, and so they can write more mean stuff and send more mean messages.
What then, okay, do we need to evaluate or analyze why it is that people are so mean? What is there that turns people, why do people think this is okay to do? To be just mean, nasty. Is it their insecurities? Is it they're angry? Obviously about something. That's why people fight, because they're angry about things.
Well, I think Kara, you're onto something in the sense that Facebook isn't as anonymous as Twitter is. So I think people are definitely meaner on Twitter, maybe, and maybe in Instagram comments. But I don't know. People get away with it, and that's why they feel like they can keep doing it.
Yeah. All right. The latest from United Airlines after these words on the DJV show. It's 14 past the hour.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On Summer Right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes! 16 after the hour, it is Doug, Jen, and Victoria. United Airlines has released its operations report for last month. which has some strange realities to it. You remember United is that fabulous airline that has had so much great publicity in the last 2 or 3 months.
Sure.
Ripping guys out of seats and, you know, that kind of stuff. So they can't quite figure why their regional flight network has shrunk by almost 10%. That is, there are 10% fewer people riding the regional jets than did the same month last year. But apparently the leadership there is continuing to be out to lunch because what's happened is the cost of, this is like flying from, let's see, come up with a good example, a little airport, State College, Pennsylvania is a good example. I've flown in and out of there. There's only one airline that services State College, Pennsylvania, small little airport, and it costs four times as much to travel that amount. Let's say you're going, most of the flights come in from either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, sometimes Cleveland, a few from New York, and once in a while Washington. But they're short hops and smaller planes, and it costs you as much. If you're flying from, let's say, Washington to State College, Pennsylvania, it'll cost you as much as if you're flying from Washington to Los Angeles. So, and it's 140 miles, maybe. And so they wonder why it is you can drive from State College to Washington in less than 3 hours. So would you spend $400 to spend 20 minutes in a plane? Or maybe that's exaggerated. It's probably 340 versus driving it. And they're all scratching their heads. See, I wonder why nobody's flying these regional jets.
Hmm.
And meanwhile, what I found also very compelling, Victoria, or interesting, is that their traffic, the mainline traffic, because the secondary, the regional flights are all handled by these smaller companies that work for United. There's a company that actually does both United. No, I think it's Delta and American. But United has the same kind of deal with a smaller company. And so you look at this is something that I find even more crazy because of all the bad publicity. United says its traffic is up almost 10% compared to a year ago on the mainline routes. After all that publicity.
Yeah, go figure that,
isn't
right?
Isn't that amazing? United is number two when it comes to being on time. Delta's number one. American is number three of the big airlines. Southwest's on-time record is falling apart for whatever the reason.
They used to be the best.
They did. Well, one of the problems is that the places Southwest is, hello, Southwest. And you notice the weather has been horrible in the Southwest. So, yeah, they fly all over the country. They carry more Americans on domestic flights than anybody else, and they are everywhere. But the largest, the biggest group of the biggest area they cover is from Texas across through, you know, into Arizona and California. That was where they started. And so that's still where they have the biggest impact. The weather's been horrible. The plane's grounded, and, you know, they have no control over stuff like that. I'm not sticking up for them. I'm just suggesting.
Plus, they're also filling up their planes more than I think they used to. I mean, I would fly Southwest a lot, and it was very rare that it would be all the way full. But now, they're always full, and I think it just takes their turnaround to load people on is just taking longer.
Yeah, I don't like Southwest. I never have.
For short jaunts, I mean, I wouldn't take Southwest across the country, but like for me to go from Burbank to Las Vegas or to Phoenix or something, it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, not bad. Okay, so in travel time, as we're into this, a can of beer spent the weekend making its way around the airport baggage carousel after a passenger checked it in on a flight. The man in question checked in for a Qantas flight from Melbourne, Australia. Known only as Dean, the flyer opted for a can of Emu Export Lager.
Sure.
One of his mates works at the airport, and he and I were wondering what I could check his luggage and get away with. And so you can check any kind of food if you don't carry it up above,
but not
right?
Liquid.
Oh.
It's not open, though. I mean, it doesn't matter. It made it through in Australia.
It did.
The only way you can take liquid on now, I think, is if you buy it, like, at the duty-free, or if you buy it inside the airport, then you can take it on.
Live fish, a dead cow.
Two.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lynn, remember, was hospitalized a couple of months ago, suffered a stroke. She's now in a rehab facility, and she's been telling her fans she's doing very well, but she's also shared an update on her website stating that her new album, Wouldn't It Be Great, which is supposed to be released in August, won't be out till next year. She also has canceled her tour. And will not be back on the road until she makes a full recovery. Statement reads as follows, quote, "Thank you so much for all your prayers, love, and support. I'm happy to say that I'm at home with my family and getting better every day. My main focus now is making a full recovery so I can get back to putting all of me into what I love, sharing my music with all of you. My new album, Wouldn't It Be Great, was originally supposed to come out in August, but I want to wait to release it till next year because the record is so special for me. It deserves me at my best, and I can't wait to share it." So that's the...
And I love her.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, she's got a lot of spunk, man, I tell you. What is she, 88 or something? How old is she?
85? Yeah. Didn't she just have her 85th birthday at the Ryman? I'm pretty sure, right?
Could be. That sounds right, yeah.
All right, next up in music news, which is what we do in this part of every hour, Kid Rock is in the focus. He was working Twitter into a frenzy when he confirmed that a new Kid Rock for Senate website was legit. He said, quote, "I have a ton of emails and texts asking me if this website is real. It's kidrockforsenate.com. The answer is an absolute yes."
Yeah.
Yeah,
Senator Kidd, Senator Rock.
Stay tuned. I'll have a major announcement. This isn't the first time he's been rumored for political office. Back in February, there was a report claiming that his name was tossed around as possible Senate candidate at the Republican Party convention in Michigan. Senate seat is now in the hands of Debbie Stabenow, who's been there since 2000. So his social media, Jennifer, seems
all focused on the Senate run. Some question whether when you click to buy merchandise on the campaign site, it sends you back to Warner Brothers Records to buy his record. Maybe this is just a big promotion. What do you think?
Maybe, but he's been talking about this for a while. It wouldn't surprise me if this were legit, if he is really thinking about running.
I'm sorry, but I'm I the only one who can't separate the character he played in Joe Dirt with Kid Rock, because that's all I can think of when I think of Kid Rock running for
Senate. I find him annoying. There's nothing.
I don't really have much use for him.
No.
I love him, and I'd be so supportive of this. Let's go, Kid.
Okay, gentlemen. Dave Matthews in the musical news. Those of you, this is a little bit late for you, Victoria, but Jennifer, you can still take advantage of Dave playing at weddings.
Yeah.
He played at a Long Island wedding this past weekend.
Not a
very
fan
nice.
Of Dave Matthews. She'd
You're not a fan of Dave
Rock.
Matthews?
No. She'd rather have Kid Rock. Totally.
Much rather have Kid Rock.
Really?
Oh, any day of the week. Are you kidding? Dave Matthews is boring. Everybody in this crowd is just jacked up and high. I mean, it's just... Ugh.
Really? Are they on blow?
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
boy.
I was going
to
ask.
No, this is a weed crowd.
It's a weed crowd?
Oh, yeah, only you are on blow.
Yeah, really? Only...
What's that supposed to mean? Only I'm on blow. What does that mean?
He's on the blow, just to make it even worse.
What is blow again, Doug?
Blowhards. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your pet is a pleasure, not a burden. You know, when all of the problems are solved, what remains is, in fact, pure pleasure. The development of a true bond between human and animal. How many people do you know have a real friendship with their pets? Just as married couples grow together over the years, so do a boy and his dog or an elderly couple and their cat. Why do people have pets? For companionship, of course, and for amusement, and for everything that animals teach us about play and work. Simple things we may have forgotten along our frenzied path toward success in both family and career. This wasn't the case 40 years ago. Then pets were more part of the background, a piece of scenery, something you got for the kids. But today, that's all changed. People tend to be closer to their dog or cat they share a life with, and for good reason. Animals know things that we don't. If we watch and listen to them closely, we can learn a great deal. Love and tenderness are only a small portion of what pets offer us. They often teach us a lot about our own anxieties, fears, hopes, and they make us smile and teach us to live in the moment. That's what it's all about. I'll more next time.
Marriage has long been a part of the American dream. People have an innate understanding that healthy marriages build healthy lives and families. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. But more and more, young Americans embrace the mistruth that marriage isn't necessary. We see it in the numbers. The marriage rate in the U.S. has declined by 36% since the 1980s. Why marry? Singles ask. They already have the companionship and children, which are key benefits of marriage. But they've missed an important truth. If you're single and raising children, you have a 3 times greater chance of living in poverty than if you're married. That's 3 times the risk. We don't want that for our citizens. Americans need to know the whole truth about marriage. Healthy marriages and a strong family life are among the best solutions to a thriving society and eradicating poverty. It's time to tell the whole truth about marriage. Learn more at urbancure.org. That's urbancure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Battle to make sure that the day is the best it possibly can be. Sometimes that's an uphill battle, but we're here to take on the challenge, the DJV, Dimensional Direction Report on what's happening today. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is here. We'll have some sports news in a moment. First, I would like you all to check your hair color. Look around the room. Any redheads with you? Jennifer, you're not redheaded.
No, I always wanted to be, though.
Well, you can fix it easy.
I feel like you could totally pull that off.
Yeah.
My skin's awfully pink, though, but I guess all redheads are pink, right?
The right shade of red, though. You could do it.
I've seen Kara with several different colors.
Have you?
Yeah,
pictures. Are you stalking my Facebook page?
Nah, just see what's what and who's who.
Yeah, didn't you do a color, Kara? Or were you talking about doing pink or blue or something?
I don't know. I was kind of reddish in the beginning of college. It was like a strawberry blonde. And then I did bleach blonde. I've done dark brown. Now I'm just kind of a natural, mousy, blondy brown.
Mousy.
I think I've seen you with a couple of different hair colors too, Victoria.
Really? What colors?
I don't know. Green goes with that green dress.
Yeah, the green to go with my green dress.
All right, so here's the story about redheads. It appears, as redheads have been examined by somebody who had nothing better to do, that about 1% of the population, 1 to 2%, like 2 in 100, are
redheads. And I wondered about what that did. There are those who say redheads have fiery dispositions. Redheads have freckles. You notice that about redheads? So you can tell the real redhead from the bottle redhead by whether or not he or she has freckles.
Oh, yeah. My roommate is a redhead, and one of my best friends from home is a redhead. And both of them, they don't tan in the summer. They just get more freckles.
Freckles.
Yeah. And then the freckles turn into
Yeah.
The ancient Greeks believed that redheads would turn into vampires when they died.
Interesting.
How about that? Dark hair.
Did you ever hear the old saying that my grandfather used to joke about this, that men date blondes, they marry brunettes, and they have affairs with redheads? Did you ever hear that?
No. Really? Say that again. They marry blondes.
They date blondes. So it's like you date the Marilyn, you marry the Jackie, and you have an affair with whoever a hot redhead would be.
Really?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I guess I need to. Do I need to dye my hair blonde or brown in that
Start
situation?
With blonde.
Okay,
and then
I'll
brown.
Go blonde,
yeah.
And then I'll dye it brown. Okay.
Huh. Dark hair may turn red or blonde in cases of severe protein deficiency. So if you don't change, if you don't have enough, what happens to people like me? Apparently, and I didn't know this early on or I would have done something about it. You have a copper deficiency, and that's when your hair turns white. If you don't have enough copper in your system, I started turning gray when I was in my 30s. And for, 30 years, I colored my hair, and some of it was better than others. Some of it was awful. I look back at old pictures, it looked stupid. And then some of it was really well done. And then when I met Meredith, she said, you'd probably look better if your hair were natural. So it went natural, and now my hair is kind of white, actually.
yes. Don't you have a red? You've got some red in your family, though, because Miles has red.
Miles has a little, yeah. It's on, I think, Matthew's side, though. And the red has sort of gone away. He still has a little bit of red tint in his hair. But when
Did
he
go
younger,
blonder or darker?
It's a little lighter. I think it's, as I recall, yeah, it's a little bit lighter. We'll see. I'll give you a full report. I'll spend the weekend with Miles, and we'll figure it all out. How's that? So, that's the story on redheads. I know that it was important to bring the information to you. There are a lot of people who actually, before I leave this, there's a study by a fellow in Hamburg who's sort of like the Kinsey of our time. Says women with red hair have more sex than women with other hair colors.
They have all those affairs to fend off, right?
Women in a relationship who dye their hair red may be signaling that they are unhappy and looking for something better.
Yeah,
how about that?
I hate to blow the theory out, but if I ever went red, it's because since I was a kid, I used to always want red hair. There was a girl in my high school had this beautiful red curly hair, and I used to be so jealous.
You've always wanted something better since you were a kid.
Yeah, so there it is. Actually,
one of the medical sides
point.
Of this, though, redheaded women especially bruise more easily. Mm-hmm. And people who have red hair need to check themselves out from their 40s and on because they have a risk of developing Parkinson's.
Wow.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say skin cancer, which makes sense.
That makes sense,
too. So much paler, but.
Right. All right, the story of Brandon Rogers on people's minds today. This is a fellow who always wanted to be a doctor. He also loves singing. He came from a ministerial background. Father was a preacher. And so in church, he sang gospel music. So when he got to the University of Virginia, he majored in religious studies, prepared to also go to medical school. So by the time he was 29, he had become an osteopathic surgeon, practicing in Virginia in the Hampton Roads area. Had 95,000 followers on Instagram because of the videos known. He's known as the singing doctor. Like I'm known as the singing talk host personality.
That's why we also have 95,000 followers on Instagram.
Give or take 90,000.
I'm glad you find this amusing. Anyway, he had a great tenor voice, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. His rendition of On Bended Knee, which was done by Boys to Men, had gone viral online, caught the attention of the members of a singing group, so they invited him to perform with them at the Mirage in Las Vegas. Before he knew it, he was involved in an audition for America's Got Talent, so he was in front of Simon
and Mel B and Heidi Klum. I watched that show the other night. I didn't. Simon's the only one that I find appealing, and he's gotten softer as he's gotten older.
He's nicer since he has.
Yeah. He's liking stuff and coming. Yeah, Cross is very likable. Anyway, so Rogers and this group got on America's Got Talent, and then.
Wait, if you watched it the other night, Brandon's episode aired Tuesday night.
Yeah, did you see his audition?
Because it was amazing.
His voice is so good.
You're killing a car crash, though.
Yeah. Then a lucky chance. Yes. But what is
that was always meant. I'd like them.
What a beautiful voice.
Simon said you're one of the best singers we've had in the competition so far.
That Stevie Wonder sound.
Yeah. But he got killed in a car crash.
Yep.
It was not of his doing.
Right.
Another driver fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into him and pushed him into a tree, and that was the end of him.
Ugh.
In Maryland. It will be
you. It's so sad.
Yeah. It is kind of. He could have had his dream. I guess he got his dream.
Well, I guess he got a bit of it, right? He was probably in one of the best moments of his life thinking that all of this was ahead of him. But man,
And you know, one of the interesting things watching the audition was Howie, when he was commenting on it and was saying he was such a good singer, was saying, you know, why did you wasted all this time going to doctor school? Yeah. You could have become a singer because your voice is so amazing. And I think he kind of had already reached his dream because the way he talked about being a doctor and the way he looked when Howie said that was like, well, no, I didn't want to be a singer. This is like a cool thing to be on the side. Mm-hmm. But being a doctor was what it sounded like he really wanted to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sucks. Probably at least he got to audition and see part of his dream through before that, but
follow your dreams.
Yeah.
That's the lesson in there. Do what you want to do. Go where you want to go. Have that feeling, that wonderful feeling of satisfaction that you get from doing what you want to do and being around the people that you want to be around. That's it. 43 past the hour. Time now for Jennifer and Victoria to update the latest sports news. Let's go to Dodger Stadium first, Jennifer, where there's a new Jumbotron act, it looks like. Well,
I don't know about that, but there was a big story in Los Angeles. It happened last weekend before the All-Star break. There was an elderly woman who kind of stole the show, even though the Dodgers have been performing very well. They've got a great season. Oh, nothing. The best record in baseball. But can you tell them a Dodger homer?
Mm-hmm. God, the Red Sox are better than the Dodgers. Come on.
Yeah, in what world? Please.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Anyway, she's at the Dodger game this past Saturday, and she was up kind of dancing, and she got caught by one of the cameras, and so her image was on the Jumbotron, and she started dancing kind of funny, like a little, you know, funny, seductive dance, and so the crowd started egging her on, and she lifted up her shirt and flashed the entire stadium. It got a gasp from all the people in attendance in the audience as the woman went from, like, waving her arms and shaking her hips to lifting her shirt, exposing her bra. The Los Angeles stadium screens and quickly snapped to a nice, wholesome image of a player in the field. They got off of that image fast. Cody Bellinger, who is at the All-Star game right now, he took part in that home run derby, said he missed seeing the between innings show, but that some of his teammates caught what he described as the rally granny. He said, some of my teammates were talking about it a little bit. You don't see that much at a baseball stadium. Dave Roberts, who is the manager of the Dodgers, said he too missed the show, but heard about it from some of his players. He said, quote, I guess they said I had missed opportunity. He said, while laughing. Very, very funny. She had a great time. And by the way, the Dodgers won. So.
Come on.
This is the kind of granny that I want to be when I'm a granny.
flashing your granny bra.
I want to be a granny having
fun.
Yet,
you're already becoming a granny. Yay.
Believe me, she didn't show very much. I mean, there are people probably in the crowd dressed in less than
she had a granny bra on, right, so it's not like you really saw anything besides the midriff. But come on. Have a little fun.
All right, Victoria. The latest on Andy Murray. By the way, there was a discussion on this program in some way, shape, or form about Andy Murray a week or so ago because he was having trouble with his hips. And Uri Geller, the mentalist and friend of mine, a friend of this program, encouraged people through an article in one of the newspapers in England to all think positively about Andy Murray and his hip. And that supposedly is what got him to the match at Wimbledon. But then things didn't go so well. So what's the story, Victoria?
Well, he is no longer in the running at Wimbledon. He drew applause, however, across the internet yesterday. He was giving a post-match press conference, and he, of course, lost to Sam Querrey. And the reporter said, Andy, Sam is the first American player to reach the semifinal of a slam since 2009. And then Andy quickly corrected him and said, first male player, reminding him that, hello, women's tennis exists, and that there are two sisters named Venus and Serena that we may want to remember. So it's not the first time that he's reminded reporters about women's tennis. During the 2016 Olympics, he was being interviewed by John Inverdale, and he had mentioned then that Serena and Venus had also won multiple gold medals after Inverdale said to him, you're the first person ever to win two Olympic tennis gold medals. And then, of course, Andy Murray said, well, Venus and Serena have won about four each. So Twitter, of course, is very quick to praise him. His own mother tweeted, that's my boy. And Dawn Rhodes, who's a reporter for the Chicago Tribune, she tweeted, it's so rare that a male athlete has a brain that's so automatically programmed to credit accomplishments of women. So he got lots of love yesterday on Twitter.
Well, I do that for women all the time.
You do. You do.
I don't get some credit.
Oh, jeez.
Well, become the number one tennis player in the world.
Yeah.
Number one male tennis player
in the world.
He and
I do have something in common. I got a bad hip at the moment, too. There it is. It's not from swinging at tennis balls, though. It's from chasing cows around. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
That'd be a good story in and of itself, right? The story last night, when the ESPY Awards have taken place, I watched it when Vin Scully got his award. General, I don't know if you've seen some of the video from it. Vin Scully, the great announcer for the Dodgers for 65 years, got an ESPY award. That was really, it was nice to see him. He looks great. He's 88 or 89 or something?
88 or 89, yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah, looked great. Michael Phelps was also there, gushing over his wife. He accepted the award for best record-breaking performance. And then I was trying to figure out why the ESPYs exist. Anybody want to take a crack at that? What is this is just ESPN making themselves look good?
Yeah, mm-hmm. ESPN giving themselves some press, right.
What's with that suit?
What suit?
Look at the picture of Michael Phelps in that suit. Looks like a clown suit. So
I feel like he kind of has to wear a clown suit in order to find one that fits him.
Really?
Yeah, well, is it like purple or something?
No, it's just it's boxy and stripey, and it's distracting. It doesn't. I've long been a believer.
He's wearing a patterned suit, like a patterned checkered suit. He looks fine. What are you talking about? It looks like a clown suit. Be like a plain suit. Be like a plain black suit.
Right.
That's boring.
Like the suits that Trump wears.
Oh God! You wear a Trump suit
from the
'80s.
Oh jeez.
I think we need to call your fashion consultant up.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
I'm sure she's listening. So. I haven't worn. I can't tell you the last time I actually wore a suit.
Try it.
No,
suits look nice.
Yeah, I think they are, but they're when appropriate. It's 11 before the hour.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Motor is running. Pull off to the side of the road for a few moments because it's time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts with the DJV gang, to focus on some of the important medicine and news from the world of medicine. This week, I find this story to be, I think we've been up and down this hill and this road so many times, Ken, about whether coffee's good for you or it's not. The jolt of Java is good for you. One more time to say, okay, we've heard this one before, but what's new about this study?
I think this may be an important breakthrough. This is two studies in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which these are pretty important medical journals, that have linked moderate coffee consumption, that's about 1 to 3 cups a day, to lower risks of various diseases, from heart disease and type 2 diabetes to liver cancer and to neurologic diseases like Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. That's what we've known in the past. But the new studies published this week show that coffee may actually help you live a little longer. Daily coffee drinkers were up to 18% less likely to die over the next 10 to 16 years versus non-drinkers. But there is a downside. You know, you drink more than 400 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's about 4 to 5 cups of coffee. These can cause symptoms of dizziness, spikes in heart rates. And some people, such as pregnant women and teenagers, Doug, they need to have stricter caffeine limits. And you also want to avoid that cream and sugar that some load into the coffee.
All right. So there it is. Drink it black, apparently. That's
1 to 3 cups a day, and you're going to live longer.
Yeah. I want to do some super beats. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, some other good news, good medical news. Those women who are breastfeeding are being recognized in a very important study this weekend.
Medical Journal Neurology this week, breastfeeding rates in the United States, they're on the rise, Doug. But the news is that breastfeeding for 15 months or longer may prevent mothers from developing multiple sclerosis at a later point. This is so important because it's so much more common in women.
Why would that be? What would happen during breastfeeding that would affect MS, do you think?
You can only speculate, but there are changes in hormones that occur throughout the body.
Ah,
Okay, that makes sense. All right, here's another bit of good news about, it's another reason to have a blood test every single year at least once, yes?
This is very exciting. This comes out of my old alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania, and this is published this week in Science Translational Medicine. It's the nation's number four cancer killer, pancreatic cancer. It often goes undiagnosed until it's too far along to remove. Those at higher risk for pancreatic cancer, those who need to be screened, listen to this list. It's parents, siblings, or children of people who have had pancreatic cancer, those with some gene mutations, and people over age 50, Doug, who suddenly developed diabetes. The news this week is that there's this new low-cost blood test that may be an effective way to detect pancreatic cancer early.
Well,
very exciting news.
Yeah.
It's called THBS2 and CA19-9. Not to get into the weeds too much, but those are the markers. It's 98% accurate.
So are men more likely to get pancreatic cancer than women, or is it an equal opportunity offender?
It's an equal opportunity employer.
Mm. And what causes pancreatic cancer?
Oh, boy. We'd get the Nobel Prize if we knew that. You know, it's this combination of genes and environmental exposures, and that's an area of active research.
All right. The research has been done. The results are in. When it comes to getting a healthy blood flow, there's nothing better than the all-natural way through Superbeets. Ken always likes to explain a little bit, so I'm going to give him a little time here to tell you why this makes nothing but sense for you.
Based on Nobel Prize-winning research, in 1988, nitric oxide, it's the third important gas of the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells, you know, from high school biology, carry that oxygen from head to toe to give you the energy you need, let the body work properly. And what we know is this third gas, nitric oxide, it needs to be released first by the red blood cells, like a garage door opener, to get into the circulation. And if there's not enough nitric oxide, the red blood cells can't pass throughout the 60,000 miles of circulation throughout your body. And you have to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. And the two products, Superbeets, gives you a jolt of the building blocks to make nitric oxide. And Neo 40 keeps up the body level.
Better for you than coffee, that's for sure. Here's the deal. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you've never used it, go to 800-655-4183 to use Superbeets to get them. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Free shipping, 800.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.